prophetess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Prophetess Demetria of Authority Grace. His grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to say Happy New Year, Happy New Decade. This is our first show back for 2020, and I'm excited, and I hope you all are too. Amen. I want to make some announcements first, and I'll do my announcements slow because I know some people are just getting off work. Some people are just coming in. The first thing I want to announce is that I have a prayer request line, and that prayer request line is 702-801-7765. And that line is so that if you have prayer requests, even though I don't answer, you can leave your prayer request on that line. And truly, it will be prayed. In the name of Jesus, I pray agreement prayers. I have a team that I pray with, and we pray agreement prayers, and truly God moves in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to just open with prayer and say, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to bring Authority Grace to your people. Truly, they are your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that they have ears to hear and hearts to receive the word of God today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we praise you that you brought us through, Father God, to another decade in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And truly, we are mindful to do that which you have called us to do in this decade. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for his word. His word became life and it walked among us. And I thank you that this word is falling on good ground. And how can I thank you ahead of time? Because these are your people and I'm your vessel and you're speaking through me. Because you know what your people need, Father God. Before they even ask, you've already answered them. And I'm excited in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless each and everyone on this line. Bless their families. Bless their travels for those that are listening on the way home or on the way to work. Bless them. Give them traveling mercy and traveling grace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your peace in Jesus' name. And your grace is sufficient for us today. Glory to God. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to give that prayer request line again. It's 702-801-7765. Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for what he is doing in this hour. I thank the Lord for what he's doing in this season. Wow, it's amazing. 2020, we're what, 23 days in? And I know thus far there are some magnificent testimonies, and I really would like to hear from you. You can drop a line at prophetic55@gmail.com. Again, that's prophetic55@gmail.com. Send in your testimonies. Let me hear about what God is doing. Let me hear about what this radio broadcast does for you. And if you have any suggestions, you know, write in and tell me. Drop in. Drop a line. Amen. My Gmail again is prophetic. That's prophetic55@gmail.com. Thank you, Jesus. I look forward to hearing from you all out there. That way I know you're listening. Yay. And also, I do have a Wednesday morning prophetic prayer line. We pray agreement prayers. We pray for prophetic prayers. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's every Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that number is 424-284-5500. Again, that number is 424-284-5500. Amen and amen. Well, I have a few people online today that want, they're on the talk line. So that means they want to talk. And I want to talk. Amen. I want to talk. I am excited. I see Anna Rivas is here. Amen. Welcome, amen. Anna. Amen. Amen. And I see Joan is here. Amen. God bless you. Welcome in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you are, if you would like to have words, go ahead, share. Let us know what new thing is happening for you in 2020, this new decade. I want to give you 1 minute. Go ahead.
Amen. You know, the word for 2020 that I'm hearing all over is clarity.
Yes.
How the Lord, the Holy Spirit is opening up another realm for clarity for 2020 vision. For
yes.
To really acknowledge the voice of the Lord, to know him and him only when he speaks, not just through the written word, but by his spirit.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm receiving for 2020. And I hope that those that are listening receive the same, that there is clarity. It's a whole nother realm to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. You know, clarity, that 2020, it's something else.
Yeah.
When you have 2020 vision, clarity, it's clear. It's no interference. You know, it's not nothing that you don't have to, reason with. Clarity mm-hmm. is what it is. You can see it clear. And you know how sometimes you have your lens and your lens is kind of cloudy. You know, but this is the mm-hmm. year of clarity, amen, meaning that there will be no interference in your vision, in your sight, in your hearing, amen. You're going to hear with clarity. You're going to hear, see with clarity, you know, and that's exciting to know that clarity. Yeah. I bear witness to the clarity. Amen. My thoughts are clear. It's no buffering. Come on, somebody. It's no buffering. You know how when you're trying to connect to a Wi-Fi or connect to someone's internet or something, you know, just a website. You're trying to connect to a website and sometimes it'll buffer. You know, that's interference.
Yes.
It's trying to connect. But what Sister Joan is saying is that word that we've been hearing all throughout the teachings for 2020, that clarity, meaning that there will be no buffering. You don't have to second guess. All you say is, all right, I heard it, I believe it, and this is confirmation, what I've been praying about, and I receive this word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clarity.
Amen.
2020. Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. That's a good word.
Thank
clarity
you,
is a good word. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. His grace
Thank
is sufficient for
you.
Us, and it causes us to be able to walk in clarity. Amen. Those of you that are sitting in those meetings in the office and you're listening and you're praying, believing God that you can get a clear understanding of what's going on in the meeting, what you're hearing in the meeting. And as you sit there in that meeting, knowing that God has your back, amen, that clarity is going to come and you're going to hear clear what's being said. Amen.
Yeah.
No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. It's clarity. It's clear.
Yeah.
You see, clarity does what? It takes out the guesswork. Amen.
Yes,
praise
it
God.
Amen.
It takes out, right. It takes out the guesswork. And so then you don't have to wonder, did I just hear that? No, it was clear that you heard exactly what God said. You heard.
Yeah.
Exactly what that person was saying when they were speaking to you. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that word, clarity. I know this morning we heard a good word this morning, and that word was, did you come into the new year with an old mind? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that's part of that clarity piece, right? Because if you came into 2020 with the same mind you had in 2019, 18, 17, then you're not operating clarity, right? That means you're still cloudy. Come on, somebody. Right. You had to enter this year, and it's not too late to say, Lord, I thank you. And if you can hear me and the sound of my voice, those that can hear me in your ear gate, I just ask that you would repeat after me and say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that from this day forward, January 23rd, 2020, I have clarity in my ear gate, my eye gate, and in my mind.
Yes.
I didn't bring my old mind into this new decade. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. I could keep going. I feel it bubbling in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For your grace.
The old man has to bow down to the new man.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We want that old man to be dismissed. Come on, Anna, give us a word. You got 1 minute. Give us a new word for 2020. What has God done for you thus far in these 23 days?
Obedience.
Amen.
Quick testimony. Thursday or Friday, my husband has a friend, lawyer friend, who oftentimes gets groceries, and he says to my husband, come pick up these groceries. And I'm telling you, there were like 5 bags of groceries. It had like 6 peanut butter, 6 jellies, cereal. It was so much food. And instantly I knew we have to give it away. We have to give this food away. Well, the snowstorm came, so we couldn't move Friday, Saturday. And in my spirit, it was like, I can't keep these groceries in the house. I got to get it out. And I already knew who I was supposed to bless. So came Sunday, got a little better out. And mind you, Sunday was a big football time right now. Nobody's home, and the pastor was supposed to bless. He wasn't home, and I'm like, I got to take it to you. I'm going to put it on your doorstep. I have to take it now. The Lord's not letting me rest with this. So he ends up calling a guy that lives there that walked up the block to get to the house, open the house, so they can get the groceries in. Take the grocery in. I was like, whoo, thank you, Lord, because he don't let me rest when he tells me to do something.
That's right.
So then I'm going to cry right now. So yesterday, Monday morning, there was this, the bank kept calling about an outstanding bill that we had, and they wanted their money now, and we didn't have the money. They wanted their money now. So Javier's telling his friend of his, can you just help me look up the account and everything? And I'm going to send him $25, and I'm trying to pay it off. It's like $300. I'm trying to pay it off, but because every time it goes to the bank, they're like, we want our money. It's an outstanding bill we had for 3 years that it just kept bugging us for that long. And then this time they wanted it like now. So long story short, my husband's friend was helping him look for it. He's like, well, what's the problem here? Why are they harassing you? He goes, it's an outstanding bill. I've had it for 3 years. And he goes, here. He pays for it. He goes, don't even worry about that.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
He starts crying. He goes, honey, he paid that bill that they've been harassing us. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Look at God.
Like that. So sometimes we don't know, why God's telling us to do something. Quick, because he's trying to do something quick in our life.
Yes.
Glory to God. That was my testimony. I knew I couldn't get to it.
Praise God. Praise God. No, you know what? God is good. Amen. You know, God is good. See, when we're obedient, see, that's part of that clarity. That's part of that new wine, you know, and that's part of that being obedient, the spirit of obedience, resting, ruling, and abiding in you. Amen.
Yes.
Rest, ruling, and abiding in us. All of us that are in here listening, in the name of Jesus, see how important it is to be obedient to the voice of God. And like she was saying, she was saying that, you know, this stuff was sitting there. She didn't have anywhere to put it, but she didn't want it just to hang out. You know, oh, well, I'm just waiting until the storm is over. No, don't wait till the storm is over. Shout now. Come on, somebody. And then
Hallelujah.
What did she do? She packed it up. She said, I got to get it out from under here. Amen. And so when she moved it from her storehouse into another storehouse, God was able to fill her storehouse. He was able to move on her behalf. Amen. Come on, somebody. We have to know that God is real. He's real.
Amen.
And all we have to do is be obedient to his voice. Don't reason. Do not reason. Just know that God's grace is sufficient for you, and just walk in what you hear. Walk in what you know. When you know that obedience is real, you know that obedience is better than the sacrifice, and you have the clarity, you operating with what we're saying, that clarity. You're hearing clearly. You're seeing clearly.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And it's not cloudy. Amen? So it makes it easy for you to walk in obedience. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because he said, it's not by... We understand that it's not by works that any man should boast. Amen. But we're talking about obedience right now. We're talking about her storehouse being overflow. And as she moved out, he was able to refill what she needed. Did it come back in food? No, she didn't need the food. It came back where the need was. He said, I'll meet your need. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's real.
Amen.
It's real.
Yes,
Right. No matter how we think about it, listen, we serve a true and living God. Amen. And these ladies have shared with us the word clarity, the word obedience. And clarity and obedience, those are both things that we can put on. Amen.
Yes.
We can put on the obedience. We can declare clarity in our lives. I have a spirit of obedience on the inside of me.
Yeah.
Amen. And but where is it? It's by the Holy Ghost. Come
Hallelujah.
On, somebody. Yeah. All this is being done by the Holy Ghost. When you say, I believe that God is real.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You know, I wanted to inject one more regarding that. You know, that wasn't a surprise to God.
That's right.
You know, he already knew about it.
Amen.
And everything that was done, you just walked it out.
That's right. Amen.
By hearing his voice and by being obedient, it wasn't no surprise to him. It was already set up. It was already done. He just wanted you to hear his voice. You heard it and you walked it out. Hallelujah. And he gets the glory from it.
Every day.
Because he didn't say, Anna, this bill, did you know that Anna's bill was due? No. It was already set up. He already knew about it. Glory
amen.
To God.
It didn't catch him by
amen.
Surprise.
He says that's right. He knows the end from the beginning.
Come
he
on.
Is the author and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. He already knew. You walked it out. You heard it clearly.
Mm.
And it just and everything just fell in place, glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
He said it. Yes. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. It's a done deal. It's a
Amen.
Done deal, Anna. Glory to God. It's
glory
a done
Lord.
Deal. Thank yes, you,
Lord.
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Obedience. Hearing that voice and then obeying. That's right.
Because you could have just heard his voice and just sat there and be like, nah, that's just me thinking about that. You know, we reason with stuff.
Yeah.
But this year, because we came with a new mind in this new year, then we're not going to sit and reason. You know, for so long, we say we're intercessors and we believe God. And I'm talking about me first. I know that I'm an intercessor. I know that Amen. I love to pray. I know that if you call me and you tell me something about what's going on, I truly can tell you that I'm praying about it for you. I petition it before the Lord. And then what do? I begin to thank him. I said, well, Lord, we just thank you that that's already done. That's already Amen. Moved. But you know, yes, where the clarity right. comes in, the clarity comes in when we no longer decide to dwell on it. We no longer decide to say, the woe is me. Amen. When we decide to say, you yes. know what? I have this new mind. And my new mind comes from where? From being renewed by the word of God. Come on, somebody. And we know yes. that in his word, our mind is renewed when? Daily. You know, daily. It's not that you read. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's not that you read the scripture and you go over to Revelation 1 and you read that. And then you say, oh, OK, well, I'm waiting for my mind to be renewed. Oh, it's coming at some point. Come on, somebody, walk with me, because, you know, yeah. when that word right. hits your ear gate, what happened? Your mind was renewed and you no longer forget that. Amen. You no longer forget that. We heard a word this morning, and when we heard that word this morning, the next thing it started coming across the text messaging. Yo, do you have your new mind in your new year, or do you have an old mind in this new year? And see, that's being renewed, right? Because even though you probably didn't pull out your Bible and start reading, let me see where that renewed mind. Let me see where that old mind. Maybe you didn't do that, but that word hit your ear gate about not yes. 2020 is a new year. So don't bring your old mindful thoughts over into this new year. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying all that to say that if you know it hit your ear gate, your mind was renewed immediately. And how do I know that? Because when you repeated it back to me. How do you know that my mind was renewed? Because I repeated it back to you. How do you, Amen. These people know? Because I'm putting it out here in the airway that my mind is renewed because I heard a word that I don't have to bring that old mind into this new year. That's like putting old wine in new wine in an old wine skin. What is it going to do? It's going to burst. It's going to burst. The new wine is so fresh, it won't hold. Come on, somebody. Y'all know that's real. You can pour. Okay. It's like you have these plastic bottles, okay? And you start pouring water in there. You keep refilling that bottle. And after a while, that bottle gets to making noise, crunching and making that noise. Yeah. You know, yep. You've refilled it yeah. too many times. Yeah. You know? Come on, somebody. We've got a new year. And allow this fresh word to come upon you. And don't let it just rest there. Use it. When your mind is renewed, you have to use what's being put in. Don't let yes, that amen. Word that's hitting your ear gate today. Which words did we say? We said clarity and what? Obedience. Okay, so don't let those two words just be something that you heard in your ear gate at 6:22 p.m. January 23rd, 2020, and then you never use it again. Remember that you have clarity to operate in obedience by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Come yes, on. Lord. Because see, if we take this, what you have to remember is that as we feed our mind, the word of God, it's living. Right? We hear a lot about health and wellness. We hear a lot about, you know, eating the healthy grain, eating the healthy this, the grass fed this and that. And then what happens is they tell us that as we're eating that, as we're drinking that, then what happens? It says that we're giving our brain healthy things, right? And so your brain is producing healthy thoughts. Your brain is producing everything that it's supposed to do to function and cause your organs to function right. Amen? And there's some yeah. Health and wellness things that cause your body to re-trigger. Amen? So I went to a rehabilitation center today, and they were giving me a testimony about a lady, and they said that they showed me the lady. She's 60 something years old now, and when the lady came in, she was non-responsive. She could, you know, she wasn't eating. She wasn't doing anything. And I'm here to tell you today that I saw this lady 4 years later. Here she is. And she greets me at the door talking. And she's and they gave me her testimony. Come on, don't tell me what God can't do. We know that prayer is going on somewhere for her. Amen.
God, yes.
And then as she got the energy up, she was able to pray for herself. We don't know what her life was prior to. That woman might have been an intercessor that opened the doors of the church every morning before the pastor got there, praying and believing God. Amen. So that's why we are here to encourage you. Amen. We are here to enlighten you. Glory to God. And yes, as we enlighten you, we are enlightened.
Amen.
We are encouraged. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm sure if there were more people on the line, they would have testimony on top of testimony of things that have transpired from 2019 to 2020. Come on, somebody. A whole new decade. Come on, somebody. Okay. And we know people are moving up and through. They want to get more knowledge of the Word of God. That's what I've noticed as I move around the city. And people want to know about Jesus. I remember an era when in the 90s and, in the 70s, really, people didn't want to know, want you to tell them about Jesus. You know, it was on some other level. But now people are hungering and thirsting for the Word of God. Amen. And so they want to walk in that righteousness that we talk about, because he said he is your righteousness and you stand complete in him. Why? Because you are righteous in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so the more you learn, the more you feed yourself the Word of God, knowing that he is, hallelujah, the beginning and the end. See? He was before. He that was before was after. Come on. He's real. He's real.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And if you need him, you call upon him. You say, Lord, I believe. I trust you. Amen. Lord, I'm hearing about what these ladies say on these radio broadcasts every 2 weeks. They come on, they testify about you. They testify about the things of you and the things that they have experienced in their life about you, through you, amen, about your grace being sufficient, that your grace causes them to abound, amen. Your grace, the lady in a group I'm in, and the lady say, what's your word for this year, Demetria? I said, bountifully blessed in the name of Jesus.
Because
they already know his grace is sufficient. I bet they can spell grace backwards and forward because I come with it. I come hard. Amen. Because listen, he's real. Amen. And if you have him in your life, you do move up and through bountifully. Amen. Yes. And all you have to do is believe that he rose again. And when he rose with new life in his hand. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I think over in Revelations, the first chapter, and there's a verse there where it says, he who is, who was, and is to come.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. You want to be all that and some. We hear people say they all that and some. Were you before me, came after me, and still here now? Only Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but only
that's
Jesus
right.
can
Amen.
Do that. Amen. And that's who I want to serve.
Yeah.
Amen. That's who I want to know, that he is on the inside of me. And that's the reason why Authority Grace is here to share with those that do not know to the fullest that he is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Knowing that he is the one who laid down his life for us. How many of you out there have a friend that'll lay his life down for you for real? And not just say he gonna lay his life down, but really lay his life down for you. How many? All right, that's what I'm saying. I'll wait. Come on. But yep. Jesus came and he said that he loved us. God gave his only begotten son who knew no sin. Amen. He covers us.
Yes.
You know, he moves throughout for you in the midnight hours, in the wee hours of the morning, in the afternoon, in the cool of the day. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And to clarity and to obedience, you want to put believe. Amen.
Mm.
All you have to do is believe. Believe. Believe that his word is true. Believe that his word is life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that you can speak a word and it shall come to pass. Believe that you can send his word and it will heal that one you're praying for. It will rescue
yeah.
the one that you're praying for. Amen.
Yeah.
Just believe. Yeah. Just believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why you hear us when we say that scripture, and it tells us that all we have to do is believe the one that sent. Just believe on him that was sent.
Mm.
And believe that even when he left, he said, but I must leave you a comforter.
Mm.
I went deep on that. Yeah, I went very deep on that because I brought it into this natural life, being a mother and a grandmother, you know. And I say, you know, how many times when your grandchildren come to see you and they leave, you know, and you say, oh, I'm going to send you with this little throw blanket. I'm the throw blanket grandma. I love throw blankets, right? And I said, oh, I'm going to leave you with this little throw blanket, or I'm going to give them a little book because I'm off into that reading. You know, I want my grandbabies to know how to read, you know? And so if I, being a grandmother, you being a mother, grandmama, daddy, granddaddy, you know, whoever's listening, if you know how to give good gifts and know how to have that love for your loved ones, and you want to leave him somewhere, what more do you think how he felt? Come on, somebody. How he felt. And he said, I'm not going to leave them comfortless. I'm not going to leave them alone. I got something to do in 3 days. For 3 days, I got something to do. But I want to leave you comfortable. I want to leave you safe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And trust to know that I'm doing this for you. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. This is it's deep what he did for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. It's deep what he did for us. We can't fathom in our minds what he did for us.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you know, in the heat, in the snow, you all are out there in the snow. And you know, when it snows, and if you have to run in the store and somebody else is in the car or something, you leave the car running, leave the heat on so they can stay warm. Come on, somebody. And you know, if your mind just thought like that, what more?
Yeah.
Come on, what more? About him thinking about us. And I can tell you for real that the Holy Ghost is real. He's real. It's no doubt.
Yes.
It's no doubt in my mind.
Yes,
Jesus
amen.
Is real. The comforter that he left for us is real. Amen.
Yes.
And how do we know that? Because we have a relationship with him that is second to none.
Amen.
Amen. And then we trust. If you're taking notes, you're writing down the word clarity, obedience, believe, trust. Amen. Trust. Trust God. Trust his word. Trust his word. Amen.
Yes.
Trust his word.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. That's how you get your relationship together, between trusting the word of God, praying. You know, you pray your agreement prayer, Matthew 18 and 19. Pray your agreement prayer, Matthew 21 and 22. Pray those prayers. Believe God, Ephesians 3:20. Believe God on what he says in 29:11, Jeremiah. You know, get you some scriptures to hold on to. Amen. And believe God and watch the word work for you. You know, get Luke 1:37. Yeah. You know, just start getting in there and grabbing some scriptures and get an understanding on the scripture. Don't just read the scripture. Get an understanding. Lord, I thank you that as I open my Bible, whether it be on your phone, whether it's on your tablet, your iPad, your computer, whether you get one that flips pages for real, you know, the real book. You know what I'm saying? And you get it and you start getting in that word and you read those scriptures, you'll find out that word that you heard me and these sisters and other pastors and, you know, people speaking. Listen, let me tell you this experience right here. When I would get the word from someone else, get it into my ear gate. Okay, that's one experience, right? But... Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like hearsay. Okay, I heard what you said. But then I began to get hungry for the word of God. And why did I get hungry for the word of God? Because I used to watch how my mother moved and how she operated. And then when these people would read this word, and I'd be like, now, how did they get that from that scripture? But then I found out as I began to dig in that word, okay, so I read it. I know that he who is, that was, and is to come is the Almighty God, right? Mm-hmm. Revelation 1, I think 1 and 8, 1 and 7. But then check this out. Now, you heard me say it. You see, you've heard these ladies expound on some things. Now, I want to challenge you to go and grab the scripture and read it for yourself. Amen. And guess what? If you could write me, call me, tell me, or even if you're just speaking to yourself and be like, you know what? Prophetess Demetria was right because I have read this word and I heard what she said, but now I have a different understanding on it because I have had what? I've had my experience with God through his word. You know, there was a movie long time ago when my children were children and they were, you know, young and It was a book called The Never Ending Story, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I had ever saw a book come to life. To this degree, and I was like, "What are y'all watching?" You know, and the mm-hmm. book came to life. Okay, well, come on, somebody, that's what this word does for me. When I get into the Word of God, I read this word line upon line, the peace, the overflow in the name of Jesus, and how His peace overflowed to me. And then guess what? If you hearing that, after a while you start seeing it. Come on, somebody, I feel this thing. And you start seeing it. Let me say it again: peace overflowing to you, all right, from Him. Come on, somebody, and you tune into that scripture and you say, "That's His peace." You know what I see when I say it? I see peace overflowing like a river. I see peace overflowing. You know the way the waterfall comes over when it comes over those rocks, you know, and that water is flowing down. That's where I see His peace overflowing to me. Amen. And then I speak into existence that His peace overflow to those that are listening to me right now by this in the sound of my voice. When you hear this word, you go and dig in and you're going to see the peace overflowing in your life. Amen. And then as you keep going on, you're going to read that scripture again. And that peace, after the peace continue to overflow, now you're going to pick up something else. Who is? Amen. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Now you're going to say, who is? Okay. And what does that say to you when I say who is? You're going to be like, he's real. Okay. And then who is to come? Okay. Yeah. So he's all that. He is, he was, and he's coming. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Yeah. So I'm excited about the word of God. And I don't know if any of you have ever had it explained like that, but that's the way the Lord has given it to me to pass on to you. That this word is everlasting to everlasting, and it's ever flowing, and His peace surpasses every piece of understanding you could ever think of. Amen. So that means what? It's beyond your thinking. That peace that he gives you. He gives you a peace that's second to none. And listen, human can't give you this peace.
That's right.
Okay. And how does it come? It comes by the word of God. Trusting, believing, being obedient, and what? Walking in that clarity, depending on the Holy Ghost to lead, guide, and direct you into all truth. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. And knowing that you can't work this thing out. It's not by works that any man should boast. Meaning, I went and gave, I know a lady used say, well, I gave to these people down here and I gave to these people down here. But then you got some ashy, hungry mouth people looking at you that you don't even want to help. But you bragging about what you did for somebody that could help themselves. Amen. Come on, talk to me, because I'm keeping it real. Why? Because when I open my mouth, the Holy Ghost is speaking through me. We got to keep it real, saints. We got to keep it real. Amen. Yeah. Walk in true obedience. And that's what that clarity, when Sister Jones said that clarity is going to give you that top piece of obedience, believing, trusting. And you can put clarity with each one of those. Clearly, I understand obedience. Clearly, I can trust. Clearly, I believe. Amen?
Lord.
Clearly, I can walk in obedience.
Yeah.
Knowing that grace makes it all possible. His grace is sufficient for us. And then when I first got started on this grace flow, listen, I started learning more and seeing things that people were not teaching about the grace of God. Because I used to tell my sister friend, I used to tell her, I said, but in 1969, in the scripture, it said that his grace is sufficient for us. That's what that scripture said in 1969. So what part of that grace changed from then to now?
Talk to me.
Right. You see what I'm saying? His grace is sufficient. It's always been sufficient. His grace has always been there. This is nothing new. We were just unlearned. And we didn't know what to do with it. Amen.
Right.
So I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. Yeah. I praise God for whose I am and who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. And those that are listening out there, if you're listening and you understand even a piece of the word, because I pray before I come on the line that the Lord will send his people because he knows what you need to hear. Amen. These are his people, his words. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for you that you tuned in to hear a fresh word.
Yes, Lord.
All right. From a new mind. Amen. Because he said, well, his mercies are new every morning. His grace is sufficient for us. Now, keep in mind that his grace is not a license to sin. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And then, you know, because of the grace of God, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And then I, you know, ask for forgiveness because his grace is there. No, we're not telling you that because it's not by works that any man should boast. What we're telling you that his grace is sufficient for you. His grace gives you the authority to move about in the things that he have called you to do. His grace gives you the ability and the authority. Come on, somebody, to be who you are on your job. Amen. Who you are in the workplace, who you are in your church home, who you are in the grocery store. Let's take it there. Come on. I'm a grace base, and then I go to the grocery store, and I'm putting it down like 9,000. Come on. But then, his grace. No. Grace makes me gracious. Glory to God. Come on.
Yes, come on.
Amen. Because we serve that kind of God, the true and living God, uncut and uncensored. We can't add to and we cannot take away from. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to give you two ladies that's on the open line. I give you a minute apiece to elaborate and speak. Amen. Speak to God's people. There's people listening out there, and they're hungry, and they're thirsting for righteousness. Hungry, and they're thirsting. They want to hear about this thing. And they're listening to us, because guess what? Because we don't have no ism, no schism. We ain't trying to drain them. You understand what I'm saying? We just want them to have what we have and live it abundantly. With an understanding. Come on. Speak to God's people. Amen.
Amen. You know, when you were speaking about grace, when you said that it doesn't give us a license to sin, and that resonated in my heart, in my mind, because he says in John 1 and 14, he says that Jesus came full of grace and truth.
Amen.
So
come on.
He is not putting a stamp of approval on sin.
That's right.
Because if he's saying that you can sin and you won't have any consequences behind it, then you're saying that Jesus, who came full of grace and truth, he is grace.
Amen.
And so he's not putting his stamp of approval on what we do. Grace doesn't cover our sin. Titus 1, 2, and 11 says grace gives us the power to live godly lives.
Yes.
Like you said, on our job, in our homes, everywhere. That's the grace. That's the favor he has given us to live these victorious lives. He says that he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, through the knowledge of God, through the knowledge of Jesus, our grace. He is grace. He is truth. He is our finished work, glory to God. If we keep that mindset of the finished work of Jesus, we will live a prosperous life on this earth.
Amen.
Because everything is already done.
Yes.
Everything. It's a done deal. Glory to God.
Amen.
And this year when we're going, it's going to get clearer and clearer and clearer. You know, when you go to the optometrist and you sit in the chair and he flips those lenses, and each one, he says, "Is this, which one is better? One or two.
Well,
this is what 2020 is. This lens is going to be clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. You're going to see God like you've never seen him before.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you have anything, Anna? Thank you, Sister
Joan. Mine would be kind of long, but I'm just going to try to make it short. It's about his grace that, you know, when my brother got killed in 1999, I didn't know God. So I'm going to try to make this short, but...
you got one minute.
He ran out of the street. He ran for 10 years. And in that 10 years, I didn't know God. And in that 10 years, the Lord was showing me who he was. And I gave myself to Christ. And I started learning more and more about him and his grace and mercy. Long story short, 10 years go by, and they catch the killer. long story short, I go to that courthouse. And because of his grace, I forgave my brother killer. But see, I forgave him a long time ago. But now it wasn't person, but it was his grace that got me up that morning and said, it's time. It's time to do what I had asked you to do a long time ago. It's time. And when I went, grace was there. Grace was on that young man. Grace was on my family. Grace was on myself and my husband. Grace is always there.
Yes.
Yes. The beauty of it. Amen. Because I hated this man. I hated this man. And I asked the Lord, Lord, when did you take that hate? He said, the moment you gave it to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
His grace.
Thank you, Lord.
It's real.
Yes.
It's real.
I couldn't have done that
without the Lord. There is no way I could have done that without his grace. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's someone out there hurting. He is real. And he loves you.
Yes, he
And he loves you
yes,
right
he
where
does.
You are. Right where,
right where
met
you
him.
Are.
He's right there. He's right there.
That's right.
We lift
he
you
will
up
pick
in the
you
mighty
up.
Name of Jesus. You belong to Almighty God. You belong to Almighty God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for moving mighty, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Almighty Jesus. You don't know what to pray, say Jesus. You don't know what to say, say Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Amen. Lord God.
Whoop. Amen. Just cry out to
I'm
him.
Stirred up.
That's
stirred
it. Up. Yeah, he'll stir up the gift in you. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As you begin to give your testimonies, as you begin to testify about the goodness of God, then you can see the move of God take place in your life mightily. Amen? Because you know, when you testify, you speak a word, you're helping someone else. Because, see, it's not just for you. Amen? Come on, somebody.
Not for us. It's for us to give it back.
You have to give it out so that it helps somebody else.
Yes.
You know, my mother used to sing a song, if I could help somebody along the way, then my living is not in vain. If I could help somebody along the way, my living is not in vain. And what was that help? That help was that she was saying, if I can minister one word to somebody that will change their life forever, my living is not in vain. Glory to God. I want to thank you all so much for joining Authority Grace. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. Amen.
Yes.
We look forward to you tuning in to Authority Grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed. And again, remember, Jesus is Lord, and his grace is sufficient for you, and we believe in great grace. Love you.
Amen.
Bye for now.
Love you too. Bye.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.